Penguin Random House Audio presents The Kingdom by Joe Nesbo. Translated from the Norwegian by Robert Ferguson. Read for you by Ewan Morton. Prologue. It was the day Dog died. I was 16, Carl 15. A few days earlier, Dad had shown us the hunting knife I killed him with. It had a broad blade that glinted in the sun and was grooved on the sides. Dad had explained that the grooves were there to channel the blood away when you dismembered your prey. Even that was enough to turn Carl pale, and Dad asked if he was thinking of getting carsick again. I think that was why Carl swore he was going to shoot something, anything at all, and dismember it, cut it up into tiny little fucking pieces, if that was what had to be done. "Then I'll roast it and we'll eat it," he said as we stood outside the barn, me with my head bent over the engine of Dad's Cadillac DeVille. "Him, Mum, you and me. Okay?" "Okay," I said, as I turned the distributor cap to locate the ignition point. "Dog can have some too," he said. "There'll be enough for everyone."
"Sure there will," I said.
Dad always said he'd named Dog Dog because at the time he couldn't think of anything else. But I think he loved that name. It was like himself. Never said more than was strictly necessary, and so American he had to be Norwegian. And he loved that animal. I've a feeling he valued that dog's company more than that of any human being.